Okay, so let's just catch up from last time. So, basically, the Rashba, there was I guess a Christian who was arguing on the Torah, okay, and the Rashba decided to answer some of his questions. Page Chaf Zayin. Okay, so basically, the big question is regarding the mitzvahs that the Christians maintain. See, the Christians also accept the Torah, the Old Testament, what they call the Old Testament. And the Torah says there are mitzvahs. So, but Christians don't do mitzvahs. So, what they claim this is divine, though. Torah, Sinai, they hold by that. So, what do? So, they basically say that God changed his mind. Okay, the mitzvahs were only for, I don't know, the mitzvahs were only for some time. But then, after that point, God changed his mind and whatever, rescinded the mitzvahs and they don't apply anymore. Okay, and we say that's crazy, that's ridiculous. The mitzvahs are for all time. And you're just making that up because you don't want to do the mitzvahs and whatever, right? So they, what this guy was asking the Rashba is, okay, well, I'll show you certain chazals which seem to indicate that the mitzvahs really are short-term. They're not permanent, eternal, like fixed realities for man, but they're somewhat expendable. And therefore, you see that we're right. Or you see that even if we're not right, but even some of your rabbis hold mitzvahs aren't necessarily permanent, so maybe your rabbis hold some of them aren't, but are we holding all of them, or whatever. But like they're trying to basically show from within the Torah there is precedent for us saying that mitzvahs, will be somewhat temporary. Okay? That's basically the context of what's going on here. Okay, so one of the arguments, so there are three arguments. So the last time we did one and we started to answer it. Okay, we started going to answer, Rosh's answer. But one of them is that there's a Gemara which says that in, because it says, where it says, Mantis Kers Yom Tzeis Chom Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. So from that pasuk, they learn out that there's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, which is to say, like in Shema, I say, Ani Hashem Kerechom Asher Tzeis Yetzias Chom Eretz Mitzrayim. So it's a mitzvah to remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. And we say in the Seder, what's Kol Yemei Chayecha? So one position says, Yemei Chayecha Yomim, Kol Yemei Chayecha during the Leilas. Nights and days. The other position says, no, Yimei Chayecha is Olam Hazah, and Kol Yimei Chayecha is the Mos Mashiach. The Mos Mashiach, we're still going to have a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, really? And in the Mos Mashiach, we're going to still remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? But there's a pasuk in, I forgot, I think Yirmiyahu, perhaps, one of the Nevi'im Achronim, it says that there will be a time where they will no longer say, so we swear by Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim, but rather they're going to say, I swear by Hashem who saved us, did Kibbutz Galias, gathered together the exiles, all the different Jews from all over the place. We'll refer to God not by the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Geula Hasida, which will be a greater type of a Geula. And that's the pasuk only says that. So how could you claim that we're going to still have the mitzvah of remembering, of saying Kriya Shema, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Zimbas Mashiach? You see this rabbi held, open the Gemara, that he's arguing that the mitzvah of Tzitzis, that mitzvah of remembering what we say, Parsha Tzitzis, which is, in the Vayidah Hashem HaShalimor, has the Nishan L'Kechem, that mitzvah is not going to be around anymore. Okay, that's what that Gemara says. Okay, and he quotes that. That Gemara openly is saying that mitzvah they're not going to be saying, the mitzvah is not going to be to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore. It's going to be to remember whatever, something else, to remember the Geula Hasida. So that's open. And then the Christian guy says, and since the mitzvah of Pesach and Matzah and Chametz, all these mitzvahs are grounded and based upon, the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says, by the same measure, if you're not going to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore, then it doesn't really make sense to do Matzah and Pesach and Chametz either. So you see a whole list of mitzvahs which basically aren't going to exist anymore. And then they stand, they reason, okay, so two other mitzvahs, and therefore we're Christians, whatever, But that was their attack. Their attack was to show that you're not going to have the open Gemara's only saying you're not going to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says, one second, it says, Lo sochal alav chametz shivas yom tochal alav matos lechamoni. Which means that you should do these mitzvahs in order that you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, he says, if there's no idea of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, how could you possibly have these mitzvahs? That was his argument. Okay? Fine. What we showed is, and this is what we did last time, and I'll catch you up, is that it depends on how you learn Laman Tizkos Yom Tzeis Mitzrayim. When it talks about these mitzvahs, and then it says Laman Tizkos Yom Tzeis Mitzrayim, there's two ways to learn that. You could learn the reason why God commanded us in these mitzvahs is because, in order that we should remember Tzitzis Mitzrayim. But He commanded us in these mitzvahs. That's the reason why. But just because the reason why they were originally commanded and built into the Torah, just because that reason no longer exists, doesn't mean the mitzvah is going to fall away. Like, for instance, certain mitzvahs the Rambam holds were in order to obliterate certain idolatrous practices. Let's say there were people used to cook a mother's milk, and it's getting a mother and the goat's milk or whatever. I mean, there are certain idolatrous practices where mitzvahs were primarily set up to exclude, to remove those practices from the people. Now, because of that, there were mitzvahs which were set up. But mitzvahs in the Torah is an eternal system. It doesn't go away once the reason falls away, because the mitzvah system to be binding works because these are fixed laws in the system. It's an unchanging system. So the reason why it was set up was perhaps was because of the Avodah Zarah or whatever, but the Torah created a halachic system, and there's other side benefits and whatever, and just because you take away the major cause of the thing doesn't mean the whole thing's going to fall away. So similarly, you could argue that the reason why God commanded us to do matzah, to eat matzah, is because, yeah, to remember it, because of Mitzrayim. But it doesn't mean, therefore, if you're not remembering Mitzrayim anymore, therefore the mitzvah of matzah is going to fall away. You still have a mitzvah of matzah, and on this night, it's a halachic night with halachic achilas and whatever we think about ideas, but it doesn't necessarily mean because you're not obligated to remember Mitzrayim, that means the mitzvah is going to fall away. Okay? So if you learn Laman Tizkos Mitzrayim, it means that's a like a Tameha Mitzvos type of thing. The reason why God commanded it, again, just because that's a reason, doesn't mean the mitzvah is dependent upon it, and the mitzvah is going to fall without that reason. You with me so far? Okay. Rather, but the other way to learn, which is what the way this Christian was learning, is that it's not just the reason, but it means the mitzvah of, they're learning like this. There's a mitzvah of remembering Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and that mitzvah is accomplished through certain vehicles. Pesach, Matzah, Chametz. In other words, Pesach is nothing other than a form of the overarching mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Laman Tizkos Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just the motivation, the reason behind it, but it is an embodiment. Matzah, Pesach, these things are embodiments of the command of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if that's the way you look at it, if you don't have the command of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Marav are going to have to fall away. Because they're just instances of the larger, of the activity of remembering Tzitzis Mitzrayim. If there's no such thing as remembering Mitzrayim anymore, then you can't have these mitzvahs. You know, so that's what they were claiming from the Pasuk, which says, Laman Tizkos Yom Tzeis Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, is that eat matzah in order to remember Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Which means not just that it's the philosophical reason, but eating matzah gains its value as a commandment, it being that it's a form of remembering Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Again, it's a form. As opposed to the way we learn, it's an independent mitzvah of eating, and the philosophy behind it is remembering Tzitzis Mitzrayim. They were learning it is a method of remembering Tzitzis Mitzrayim. In which case, again, if there's no mitzvah of Tzitzis Mitzrayim, no idea of remembering Tzitzis Mitzrayim, you can't have these mitzvahs. You with me?
But then, how would they explain the fact that we don't have the mitzvah of Karban Pesach anymore? Because we don't have Beis Mikdash, but we still have the mitzvah of Yitzhak.
Oh, well, they could explain that, because they'll say that the Torah said to remember Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and it gave various forms of doing so. Now, just certain of those forms are dependent upon a condition of the Beis Mikdash, but so what? So we can't do that particular form, so there's three forms, let's say. Two of them you can do at all times, and one of them won't be able to be accomplished in certain times when there's no Beis Mikdash. You know what I mean?
Okay.
This is the same way we'll explain it. I mean, it's an independent mitzvah, but we don't do it anymore because, look, it's dependent on a condition.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the Rashba knocked them off in two ways. One way he knocked it off was a halachic proof, which is that he says that if you were to view it as simply instances of this larger mitzvah of remembering Yom Tzeis Mitzrayim, then it wouldn't make sense that the onshim, the punishments for not doing them, would be different from each other. Okay, he says, friends, if you don't eat matzah, it's just violating an asay. There's no punishment. If you don't eat, do Karban Pesach, you get kares. Totally different punishment, right? So if you look at this at the mitzvah as the reason, but halachically, it's an independent structure. Pesach, matzah. So just because you violate Pesach, it's kares, and then do it with matzah, the two totally different mitzvahs. The reasons are shared, but that doesn't mean in structure they're built the same way, and it doesn't mean they're under the same onesh. But if you say that the mitzvahs are simply embodiments of the art, they're just instances of this larger thing, remembrance and Shrayim. Now, what do you get for not remembering Shias and Shrayim? What's the punishment? Right? So if the so it doesn't make sense that two forms are going to have different punishments, because they're simply two forms of the exact same thing. So he says it doesn't make sense that they should have different onshim. Okay? You with me? Okay. Then he argues, that was good, that was one argument, but then he argues in the Pasuk itself, because the problem is that they support it from the Pasuk. The Pasuk sounds like it's saying what they're saying, because it says, don't eat matzah, don't eat chametz, laman, tiskar, in order that you should remember. It sounds like it's saying it's in order that. It doesn't sound like it's just a reason, a philosophical reason. Okay? So he proves from the Pasuk, and this is what we're up to. Maybe we should get the Pasuk, actually. Let's see. You can get that green one. That's enough. That'll be fine. Thank you. Okay. So this is where it gets really interesting. It's like he's really showing you how to read Pesachim. And we started doing this, but he says like this. He says, if you look very, very carefully at the Pasuk, you'll realize it's... First thing is he shows that it can't be the way they're reading it. Then he's going to have to show what's the right way to read it. But two steps. Forget for now how he's going to read it. But first he has to show it's not possible to read it the way they're saying. Okay, that Pesach Matzah are instances of Amantis Christianity. Sorry. Okay, it's not possible. Why? So here's how the puzzle goes. It says, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Alekecha Tzonu V'akar B'makom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shakim Shemoshah. So you should slaughter the Karban Pesach. Fine. L'sochal Olav Chametz Shivas Yam Tochal Olav Matzah Slachamoni. Okay, don't eat chametz. 7 days eat matzah. Okay, now here's the parts. Ki b'chi pazon yasasam eretz Mitzrayim. Because you left the Mitzrayim in haste. Leman tiskar yam tzeis Mitzrayim kol yom echeecha. In order that you should remember yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay? So the puzzle has three parts. The commandments. Pesach, chametz. That's part one. Part two says, ki b'chi pazon, because you left Mitzrayim in haste. Part three... in order that you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, the Rashba says is that if it were that Laman Tizkar was what they're learning, that it's really these are instances of Laman Tizkar, the order should have been reversed. Two and three should have been reversed. It should have said Matzah Chametz, you know, Laman Tizkar Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ki B'chli Pazlan Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, it should have first said the Laman Tizkar and then the Ki B'chi Pazon. Since it says the Ki B'chi Pazon first, before the Laman Tizkar, that shows you that they're wrong. Okay? What's the sense of that? Okay? Did you pick it up, or? Yeah? Okay, good.
The positioning of the B'chi, because if you're giving, the normal way to structure something is you give a statement and then an explanation.
Okay.
So, if the explanation comes right after the statement, you can assume that the explanation goes for the statement. There's a gap.
Okay. Okay. So the Ki B'chi Pazon is a gap, you mean? Okay, good. Now, the Ki B'chi Pazon is like the reason. That's definitely like a reason, right? Because they left in haste. It's a reason, right? So he says it's like this, that if Laman Tizkar was the very definition of the mitzvah, that eat matzah in order as an instance of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, so it doesn't make sense to, in the middle of stating the definition of the mitzvah, to throw in a reason. Because the way it's written is, eat matzah, because, here's the philosophical reason, keep it chipazon, in order that, so that the matzah is an instance of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because if it's an instance of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's part and parcel of the very formulation of the mitzvah. Eat matzah as an instance of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then tell me the reason. Because the fact that once it says the reason, it means it's done with the formulation of the mitzvah, and it's moved on to explaining the reasoning of the mitzvah, the philosophical reason. So when it says kibichi pazon, right after, eat chametz, eat matzah, don't eat chametz, kibichi pazon, it means it's already done formulating it. It did it. It's an independent formulation. Eat matzah, don't eat chametz. Why? Because kibichi pazon yasas mitzvah. Laman Tizkar can't be going back on explaining the formulation of the thing, because it already moved on from formulating the mitzvah to start getting into the reasoning, the kibichi pazon, and the philosophy of the thing. So Laman Tizkar can't be what they're claiming, that it's the mitzvah is a form of remembering. Okay, which if the order were switched, then it would have been. You'd say, eat matzah in Laman in order to remember Yisrael, which means it's a way of Yisrael. Then say kibichi pazon, here's the philosophical reason. So, but since it doesn't do that, he shows they can't be right. Good? Okay. That's basically what we did last time. Okay, so how then is he reading it, though? So what is Laman Tizkar doing? Okay, in other words, if it says, eat matzah because you went out of Mitzrayim in haste, now what's it doing, Laman Tizkar Sim Sim Mitzrayim? What is that? How does that fit in, Laman Tizkar Sim Sim Mitzrayim? That's not the reason of the thing. The reason is kibichi pazon. So, and this is not if it's not in order, which it sounds like it means in order that you should remember it. So then, what is the Laman Tizkar doing? Okay, what is the Laman Tizkar doing?
Well, very often mitzvot are just vehicles to give us a mindset or like a way of thinking.
Right.
So this mitzvah of matzmar and karm pesach is the vehicle to remembering Sefer Shayim.
Right, but if that's the case, that's, I think, their theory. Because if you say it's a vehicle to remembering, then if there's no such thing as remembering anymore, then it wouldn't make sense to do these things because they're merely vehicles. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a vehicle means its whole existence is as a form, as a method of getting you to do this activity of remembering. So if Lasse Lavo, there's not going to be such a thing called remembering Yitzhak Mitzrayim, then they're saying, then how is there going to be these mitzvahs? But the Rashba is claiming they're not just a vehicle. They're an independent thing. They're an independent structure, which is not just a vehicle. They exist on their own right. So then what's Laman? They're an independent structure, which exists on their own right, which was created, Kibichi Pazon. But then what's Laman Tishrei Mitzrayim doing? You know what I mean?
I think it's like its own mitzvah, like another part of it. Like, so part of it is that you have to, you know, have matzah.
Mm-hmm.
And then another part is that you have to remember Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and yeah, in the future we won't have to do that part.
Okay, good.
So it's separate, but it's still...
Okay, good, excellent. So he basically says that approach on that path, but how he does it is interesting, and the grammar is interesting, because Laman doesn't sound like it's saying, oh yeah, here's another mitzvah. Laman sounds like it's in order of that. Right? So grammatically, how does that work? Right? It doesn't sound like it's saying that. It sounds like it's saying it's the reason. Okay, but he shows you, and this is like you could use the Rashba. I mean, he's holding in the Torah. He shows another example, which he definitely can read Laman to mean like in order of that. Okay, Laman has to mean something else, and that's the pasuk regarding Shabbos, which says Laman Yanuach. Laman Yanuach Sharcha Vechamarcha. Let me find the pasuk. Three Shemos Chav Gimel Yibes. Okay. So it says like this: Sheshes Yamim. Okay. Shesh Yom Tasa Masecha. V'Yamash V'Tishpos. Sounds good. L'man Yanuach Shorcha V'Chamorcha Chamorcha V'Nafesh Ben Amascha V'Yager. So 6 days you should work and the seventh day you should rest, in order that, if you read it, I'm translating it the normal way, in order that your bull and your donkey should rest, and your household, you know, your maidservants and the ger should rest. Okay? So it sounds like it's saying is you should not do malacha for 6 days, you know, you should do malacha 6 days and rest on the seventh, in order that your animals should rest. Right, that doesn't make any sense, right? You can't tell me the reason why we keep Shabbos is for our animals to rest. And he proves that you can't say that's the reason, because there's another pasuk which says the reason. Because it says, in the Sars Dibros, Ki Sheshes Yamim, also, Ki Sheshes Yom Asah Hashem Asrayim Asaretz Al Kein Simcha Hashem Kechal Asas Yom Hashabbos. That's why it tells us why. It's because remembering creation. So it's not that we're doing Shabbos because so our animals will rest. That's clearly not what it means. So you see, Laman doesn't always mean in order that. It's not always saying this is what you're doing in order that. It must mean something else. What else is a good question, but not that. Okay. So what does it mean? So he says, what does it mean over there? So he reads it like this, is that God commanded you to do the Yom HaShabbos, and uleman, and in order that you should be able to do that properly, he puts in, uleman, shetishbos b'yom ha'shvi'i v'lo tavu l'des yos malacha, in order that you'll be able to rest and not come to do malacha, yanuach gam shorcha v'chamarcha, so you're, in order to bring that about, also your shor and your chamar should rest. And he's saying that's what Laman means. It's like you have to read it. Shesh yom tasa yom shvi tishpos Laman, in order that you should be able to accomplish that, yenuach shorcha v'chamarcha. The Torah includes an additional command that your shor and your chamar should rest to help protect you from, because if your shor and your chamar were doing work in the fields and you were resting, so then you'd end up getting involved, you'd look at them, how are they doing, you'd probably end up getting drawn into the thing. So it's like a Laman, in order to be able to accomplish the first part of the pasuk, the Torah set out the second part of the pasuk, which is grammatically funny. We never read it that way, but how else are you going to read that pasuk? And that pasuk can't be the normal way to read it, you know, by Laman Yanuach. Okay, so now this is why I think he's... One thing is, we mentioned this last time, is that that's why his first proof was from the punishment. Because that's like halachically showing that they're different. That it's not just an instance of, you know, of the little mitzvah of remembering Tzivos Mitzrayim. Like, a halachic proof is always... It's always much tighter. It's always much tighter than to read the psukim, because the psukim are so hard to read. I mean, the psukim are, you know, just the grammar of psukim. It's very hard to prove your position conclusively from just plain reading of the Torah, because the reading of the Torah is just, it's tricky. Like you say in this case, it sounds like it means one thing, but it doesn't, and it can't. You know, so that's what he's showing. You have to know how to read psukim. You can't just start trying to prove your philosophy by taking a pasuk in the Torah and saying, I mean, you'll say God's physical if you just want to read psukim in the Torah. So the Torah doesn't always mean what it sounds like it means. You know, it's just written in a difficult, you know, it's not immediately obvious what the Torah is saying just by reading through the psukim and start drawing conclusions. You just can't do that. But like in halacha, like there's more of a concrete system, which, you know, it's not like a style. Like a book is like a Toshu Chassav is like a style, and you have to know what it's referring to here, what it's referring to there. It's not, you know. So, but this is the way he's reading it. Okay, so now how about by our case? That's really what we're interested in. So that's how Laman Yanuach over there is being read. So what does it mean over here, Laman Tezkar? So again, so it says you know, you should eat matzah 7 days, don't eat chametz, keep it chipotin sonsrayim, Laman. So what does it mean? He says, Uleman. Kedei shelo yavru dvarim elu mezichronecha. So that these matters, Pesach, Chametz, and Matzah, don't be forgotten. Tizkar, and this is what you're saying, Tizkar bepeh bechol yom tzeis chameyos mitzrayim. So Uleman, in order that you should be able to accomplish Pesach and Matzah, tomorrow, whatever, chametz, tizkar, so uleman, comma, in order that you should be able to do the first part, tizkar, new commandment, and that's what you're saying, Sarah, that you should remember, a new commandment, you should remember, which is, in fact, this is the pasuk where they learn out the mitzvah of saying vayom, you know, the last parsha of Kriyat Shema, of the mitzvah of remembering Tzivos Mitzrayim. He's learned that from this pasuk. How? You just read the pasuk. Where does it say anywhere that it's a new commandment? It just says, do Pesach and Matzah in order that you should remember to destroy him. Who said there's a new mitzvah? Like it says, like by in Parshat Tzitzis, we say, Lamantis, Kruva, Simas, Chomot, Asabi, Sankadosh, and Elokechem, right? There's no new mitzvah there to remember Hashem. It's not a new mitzvah, entire mitzvah, or whatever like that. There's no new commandment. There's just the reason. Right, just the reason why, you know, you should put on tzitzis or whatever, Montes Cruz, that you'll remember. So he says, but here you see that Chazal attached this thing, Lamantis Cruz, Yisrael, a new mitzvah, to remember Yisrael. So he says, that proves that this is the way they read in the Pasuk. Laman is not just the reason. Laman Tisker is just the reason. But here, Laman is saying, Laman, that you should be able to do matzah and mara and all that. New commandment. God said, good. So the question, one question I think we should explain, how does that work? What's the sense of that? In order to bypass, by Shabbos, you understand. Laman, that you don't get drawn into the malacha, that it's totally a Yom Chol, it's totally Yom Shabbos, removed from malacha. Don't even have your donkeys working. Don't even have your animals working. Because once your animals are working, you're already going to get drawn into malacha, and it's going to lead you to Shabbos. So in order to Laman, you should really have a full shvisa, even shut down your animals. Right? But what's the sense of the Laman here? It says in Laman that you should do matzah and maror, you should also tizkar bepeh, kol yimei chayecha. You know? I don't think it's a very hard question, but I think we have to spell out. He's not filling in the steps. You know what I mean? There's like one move there, yes.
To me, it makes sense because like you don't want to do a mitzvah without a reason. It's giving you a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a reason, it's a lot easier to do something. The reason is we came out of Mitzrayim. So
mm-hmm.
from coming out of Mitzrayim, you know, you get the bitterness, you get
right.
the love. We hurried out.
Mm-hmm.
It
right. Right. But that's the kibichli puzzle. In other words, that's like the reason. But now he's saying, besides for the reason, it's saying is, in order that you'll be able to keep it, the Torah is creating a new mitzvah. It's like, it's almost like the Torah is giving you a mitzvah of matzah and pasach and mara, you know, but ulaman, that you should be able to do those, the Torah is creating an additional mitzvah is every day to remember Yitzchus Mitzrayim, bepeh, just to say, and Yishon Kechon Shetzi Yitzchus Mitzrayim. You know what I mean? And like, it's almost like there's the primary mitzvah is Pesach, Matzah, and Chametz. And Ulaman, that you should be careful about that, or you should be able to do those. Therefore, the Torah set up another mitzvah of Tizkar, Tzitzis, Mitzrayim. And that's my question, is in what sense are those primary, in what sense is this Tizkar, Tzitzis, Mitzrayim somehow facilitating that? You know, like by Shabbos, again, we understand, primary is that I don't do malacha. Secondary is I don't have my animals do malacha, and that will facilitate my shvisa. Right, but how does that match up over here? But you follow what I'm asking? Yeah.
Can the chibazon be a reason for both of them?
Yes.
So then, there you go. It's the reason for both mitzvahs.
True. Well, but he's saying, Rashba is saying, the Laman is saying that the second mitzvah is Laman, that you should be able to do the first ones. So in order that you should be able, let me see, he says Laman, that's how he says it. K'dei shelo yavru dvarim elu mizichronecha tizkar bepeh v'chol yom tizchom yarsos rayim. It's like in order, it's almost like the reason for the third mitzvah is so that you don't forget the matters of the first mitzvah. And I guess, and kibichi bazon, but it's somehow like the b'chol yom is in service of the other stuff. It's not the normal way you look at it. Normally you just look at it as there's seven mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Pasach, on Pasach, matzah, you know, there's a mitzvah of every day. He's kind of making it like a second, a primary, and a secondary. I mean, in what way would you say that that's more like a more important mitzvah? Let's say Pesach, matzah and chametz versus like remembering Yitzchus Mitzrayim every day.
How is matzah mara more important?
Yes.
Because Sechar Yitzchus Mitzrayim is just a thought.
Okay, good.
Whereas matzah mara, you have an actual, you need a specific action
mm-hmm.
in order
okay,
to
good.
Look
okay, good. So that's a good step. Is that Pesach, matzah mara, it's a whole yontif. It's the Seder, it's the eating, the restraining for 7 days. It's like a major involvement of the person in the ideas of Yitzchus Mitzrayim and the key v'chi pasnas Mitzrayim and the whole events of Yitzchus Mitzrayim, all that stuff, right? So that's like a major involvement. The every single day is in passing, you just say, Yitzchus Mitzrayim, right? right? Like, for instance, the Seder, you know, moves us. We're involved in the ideas. We think about it. But we say Shema every day, and it goes in on, it's a quick thing. It's very quick, right? So it's like the ultimate fulfillment of this idea is these mitzvahs. Pesach, you see, you got Mariyu Kares if you don't do Korban Pesach. I mean, these are of the important mitzvahs in the Torah, right? These are not so what, the person thinks of them as like being so fundamental. But so that's one step. It seems those are more important. But now he's saying now one more step we could explain. He's saying is that the Laman is telling you they're not just two separate mitzvahs, important, not important, but it's like the Mechal Yom is in order somehow to help or to assist you in the Shmira of the first of these more important ones. Kedei shelo yavru dvar melo mezichronecha. Right, so what's he saying? Tizkar v'peh v'chol yom tizkar v'chol.
Can explain
it
the other way around.
Okay. Which way? Are these help for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if it's just a thought process, when you're saying Shema, you won't necessarily think about every single part of it.
Right.
Like, you have to, whatever. So the thought kind of gets lost. But when you have this mitzvah every year,
right, I understand.
That always reiterates it.
Right, okay. Okay. I hear you. Yeah. But he's not doing it that way, right? Well, what would be, maybe like this, what would be wrong if you, or lacking, if you just had it the once a year thing? And how is this helping that?
I feel like it's not like all of a sudden, with a lot of like holidays and stuff, it's like all of a sudden, no, look, it's time.
No.
But with this now, it's like you remember it all, and it's not like all of a sudden, like, oh, here it is.
Right.
It's more like there throughout the year, and it's more a little more like intense at that time.
Right,
like,
right.
You're always remembering it, and it. It shows like how important the mitzvah is. You have to remember
right. That's good. That the ideas of Pesach, Matzah, Mar, Chametz, those are the ideas supposed to be involved in it on the Chag, on Pesach, as like a major. The fundamentals of the Torah are involved in the Pesach, right? And you see, the Seder is like an intense experience. The ideas, we're thinking about all the most fundamental ideas in the Torah, and it's important that people guard it and relate to it in that manner. This is it. This is like really where we're really revisiting the primary fundamental yisodos and all, and people guard it properly and aren't lax in doing it, and So what it's saying is that to do it once a year, it almost like, it's not often enough. Or it's a kind of thing that a person could not give it this proper significance. But what the Torah did is, in order to make it clear to you how fundamental and important this thing is it's really always, you can't even go a day. You can't even go a day without remembering. Tzivos Mitzrayim is really the whole Torah. Your whole life, Tzivos Mitzrayim taught us the fundamental principles of the Torah. God is the creator, and God is Hashgacha, and Shchavo Nesh, and all the ideas, this Ramban talks about all the different ideas that are packed into Tzivos Mitzrayim. But it's like, it's set down the Yisodei Hadas. And it's so fundamental that you always have to be involved in it. But the ultimate fulfillment is not the daily doing it. Because the daily doing it, it's a very quick mention. The person to be moved by the events of it, it takes a larger involvement, like on Pesach. But if you just do it on Pesach, you may think it's like a once in a while type of a thing. Like there are certain ideas that you do once in a while. It's not a once in a while thing. It's the whole religion. Everything is grounded in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the way the Torah did it is, in order that you realize its fundamental place, what it did is, it says every single day you have to verbally express the idea. And then when you do it on Pesach, now it's like a focus of an idea, focusing directly on an idea which is fundamental throughout. It just now it takes center stage. You know what I mean? So it allowed the Chag of Chag HaMatzos and its mitzvos to have the prominence that they do by the fact that it's set up constantly and regularly, always. Kol Yimei Chayecha, the Tizkor Sensus. Right? Good? Okay, so now he has one more thing he has to explain. So far what he's done is he's showed how to read the pasuk. Okay, he showed how to read the pasuk. It's not a kasha on, it's not a question. It doesn't prove the other thing. But they still have one more. So what he showed, he showed that Pesach Matzah Maror, halakhically though, are separate mitzvahs. And just because you're not remembering Tzias Mitzrayim anymore, because let's say we're remembering Gula Sida, doesn't mean these mitzvahs are going to fall away. Because that's just the reason why they were created, or whatever, but halakhically they're their own things. Right? But there is one mitzvah which still is open that it is going to fall away. And which one is that? What?
The
remembering Mitzrayim. That's open in that Mishnah there. Right? That, or the Gemara says that you could, how is Ben Jomor, I think the Rabban said, how could you say you can remember Mitzrayim even you also Mashiach? It's not true. We're going to think Gula Sida. So what about that? That's a mitzvah. Isn't that one of the 613 mitzvahs? Where don't you see that one's going to fall away? So isn't that a question?
You're not going to remember it, like, at all? I understand, say, instead of remembering it, like, every day, you're not going to remember it every day anymore, but are you really going to, like, forget about it?
Well, maybe you're not going to forget about it, but it's not going to be a mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah is to every day to mention it, right? And he's saying that mitzvah is not going to exist. That's what he's claiming. So he's saying, if that's the case, then isn't that a mitzvah? And isn't that one of the 613 mitzvahs and he's getting knocked out? So don't laugh at us when we say all the mitzvahs are knocked out. It's a far stretch, but still it's one mitzvah. The Rashba doesn't want to leave him anything. Okay? So let's see how the Rashba deals with it. Okay, but that's his question. So he says, this is on page Lamed Aleph, if you want to follow. It says, in titon alai, see if I can, bitul kriyashma, if you'll have a taina on me from the knocking out of kriyashma, but Salome Yitzias Mitzrayim, not the whole Kriyashma, but that part of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shehi Mitzvah Mi Mitzvos HaTorah, which is one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, Da, you should know, She'ina Kavana B'Kriyashma, Ra Kedei She'nizkar B'Peh HaNisim She'asol HaShem Yisparach, Kishos V'Nei Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's really that what the mitzvah of Kriyashma is really that we should remember with our mouth the Nisim that God did when He took us out of Mitzrayim, Achar Hiyoseinu Avadim Peruchim, after we were like broken slaves, Dalei Koach, Dalei very weak in strength, V'tachas Sivlos Melech, V'am Kasha, under the shackles of a king and a strong nation, V'imah Zechira, and through that remembering, Nikva B'nafsho Seinu will establish in our heart, in our souls, Shehu HaMashkiach, that he is Hashkacha, he interacts in the world, V'hayachol, and he is capable, nothing can prevent him. He's all powerful. And additionally, also we strengthen in our souls the midah of bitachon, strong strength, trust in God. The fact that God intervenes, you see that they cried out to God and God answered the tefillos. So the Torah is always talking about it. He's always reminding us about the other, remembering the Osus, the Mofsim, the Yad HaZaka, because all the ideas which are bound up in it. V'achar hayos ha-tachlis v'schiyos v'etzim Yisrayim me'atayinazo. Since this is the purpose of remembering Yisrayim Yisrayim, hi negam ha-tachlis ha-hu shamor v'haz kirenu kibbutz am mimushach imur ba'amim. So this purpose is also satisfied, guarded, when you remember the gathering of a nation which is all spread out from all the nations. I know Rahim Mitsafanyam, that it's all spread out from all the different far out lands from all the different directions of the earth. Vitiya Kavana Yoser Chazaka. And it'll even be stronger. This objective will be meant even more so. Biosaz Kara Beosos of Nisim Yoser Chazakim. When it will be through remembering Osos and Nisim, which are even stronger and greater Nisim. Imkain ain mitzvah mitzvahos b'zaklal. So he's saying the mitzvah isn't knocked out. The mitzvah is, it's not that the mitzvah is knocked out, it's just that the form of the mitzvah is now going to be, instead of remembering an Hashem HaKechom HaShev Tzeser Mitzrayim, it's going to be remembering Hashem HaShu who did the golden Nisim of the Gulas Yidah. It will just be adjusted, take on a different form. So what do you think about that? Ready, follow? So what do you think?
I think it makes a lot of sense. sense. But at the same time, like, you're still taking away a mitzvah.
Right. 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 That's what's sorry. I think that's what's funny, is that the mitzvah is, it seems, so it's true, the purpose of the mitzvah is in order to remind us of all the special ideas that God redeems us and God is all able and all that. That's the purpose. But the mitzvah is remembering Tzivos Hashem. So it's true, you're going to tell me, yeah, but that same purpose you could accomplish through a different method. Fine. So basically you're saying knock out that mitzvah and bring in a new mitzvah. But that's what the Christians say is going to happen. We're going to knock out mitzvahs and make new mitzvahs, whatever. I mean, what's that? How is that saying that? That's not knocking out a mitzvah. That's knocking out a mitzvah and just saying that mitzvah worked. It accomplished its purpose, but now we have a different way to accomplish it, so we're making a new mitzvah. But that's not really answering the question. The point is that you're still knocking out that mitzvah, and now you're placing, like, I understand that you'll be able to accomplish it better, but then you're already saying the mitzvahs of the Torah are changing. So now they'll say, oh, now we could change different mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs were for then when we needed them, but nowadays we don't need them because, right? I mean, we don't want to go down that path of start saying is the purpose could be realized through different methods and therefore you don't need it anymore. I mean, you're not getting a lot of mitzvahs by that type of thinking, right? So, but it sounds like that's what Rashi was doing. So that's what we have to explain. Right? I don't think we should just, I don't think he could really be saying that. That's not really answering the question to say, you know? So he must be saying something more than that. Or deeper than that, to somehow get out of the problem. Because he knows, if he would just say what we think he's saying, that really plays right into the Christian argument. So he must not be doing that. We must not be getting him. You follow me?
And unless you want to say that the real mitzvah is actually to remember the fundamentals of the others,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
that the mitzvah of Zephyr to the time is the vehicle to do that.
Right. Right.
Well, in which case, you really don't have the power of knocking out a mitzvah.
Right.
And,
then why wouldn't you? But why wouldn't you just say that that's the mitzvah? You're saying that the mitzvah is remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're not saying that the mitzvah is remembering all that God did. So, yeah, maybe that's the reason. It's, you can't just say, oh, no, this is the actual mitzvah. Cause don't say that.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, If the Torah didn't give like us a form to do the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah would just fall apart,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you know you can say, you know, the mitzvah is just remember it. And, you know, okay, fine. So remember it. Maybe you're trying to remember the exact. Like, there's no way to guarantee that you actually fulfill that mitzvah unless the Torah gives us a form to do that.
Right. I mean, it gives us the direction of how to do it. It's kind of interesting because it gives us a way, but it also doesn't. Like, there's no, like, how do I do it? Like, what do I have to do in order to do this mitzvah? Do I have to say this parsha and Shema? Like, let's say I don't say that parsha and Shema. I just learn the parsha of the, you know, I go through the Torah where it says about the story. Would I accomplish it then?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It doesn't, there's no, like, most mitzvahs have a very specific exact surah. Right? Kriya Shema. If I don't say Shema Yisrael Shekinah Shema Echad, but I say, I think about Achdus Hashem from some other pasuk. Ata Hareis Olad, I don't know, whatever. Gitzah Shema, you know, Nolad. Am I able to say the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? No, Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema. You can't, there's no other way to do it. It's not, so even though the Torah gave us a form, it didn't quite give us a form.
Also, you can do the mitzvah without actually remembering. Because, like, say I'm reading about Mitzrayim, as you're saying, like, if I don't have a lot of time, I'm not going to be paying attention to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so yeah, technically I'm remembering it.
Right.
I'm not remembering all the stuff that comes with it.
Right.
But at the same time, you said, you know, it wouldn't be a new thing. You know, like, we have Tzadavim, right? And the Mitzvah is Shabbat Adam Bakasha.
Right.
The Torah didn't give us a vehicle on how to
do
that. But the Chacham came up with Shemoneh Esrei.
Right. I mean, it's just another form of the Mitzvah. Right. Right. I think you're right. I hear Sarah's point also. I'm not sure exactly how to answer it, but I think what Meir Semiram is what he's saying, that the mitzvah is not to remember the historical event of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not to say this formula, and God took us out of Mitzrayim, and Yeshua Kehosh Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not those words for sure. No one says it's those words. And it's not even the specific historical content that God took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay, rather, what he's claiming, and that's why I think he says the tachlis, the reason, the purpose, but I don't think he means like the philosophical purpose. Because if he just means the philosophical purpose is that you remember that God could do all this stuff, and now that philosophical purpose could be realized through remembering the goal of Sita, but that's a new mitzvah. So I think he doesn't mean the philosophical purpose. He means, halachically, that's really the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The real mitzvah is to remember the Yisod Yadas. To remember that God is a Goel, and God is has Hashkacha, and God, you know, is all able. But the Torah didn't just say, remember philosophical ideas. It's too open-ended. The Torah gave us a route to do that. Yetzias Mitzrayim was constructed to teach man all these ideas. So the Torah didn't just say, remember, here's a Moreh Nevuchim, remember this every day. What it did is, it says, remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the import of remember Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just to do a history review. That's not the point. The point is, remember the ideas, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeiti Eschem Eretz Yisrael. It's good. It's the pasuk is, it's not just remember the event, it's to remember the God who took you out of Mitzrayim. Yosachem Elokeichem. You know, so the mitzvah of Laman Tisko Hashem Yisrael Mitzrayim Kadim Echayecha is not the events, but it's remembering the ideas of Yitzchus Mitzrayim, the import of Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Via the Torah is giving you a suggested vehicle of doing that, and you can't just say, "Ah, I'm going to forget about the other vehicle." Apparently, the Torah gave you the method of doing it, because it gave you the best method of doing it. But if there emerges in history a better event, and now the Yitzchus Mitzrayim pales in comparison to this other greater thing, which accomplishes the exact same thing. So then the mitzvah, which is essentially a mitzvah of using the events which the Torah gives us, or using the yashkacha that God gives us, to remember the fundamental ideas of the Torah, remember these ideas, so now the mitzvah will take on that form. You know, it's because the form is just the method. The mitzvah is really the remembering those ideas and through Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if that becomes a poor vehicle, like in contrast to the greater vehicle of the Gula Asida, then that becomes the form of the mitzvah, because it's not like it's not a strict form. The idea is use the best method available, the best historical events available to remember these ideas. That's what the Torah is setting up, and those are the events. When it says Yisrael, those are the events which are available. But those events will be surpassed once there's their greater events. To me, it's a big chiddush, because you have to really say this is the halachic form of the mitzvah. You know what I mean? Like, you have to really say halachically the mitzvah is to remember these ideas. Like, it's a good point to say, or I think this is your question, is let's say I just say the words and I don't think about any of this stuff. Like, you know, I'm just reading it quickly. So if you'd say just to go over the events, you'll say, look, I did it. But if it's really to remember these ideas, if you're saying that's the mitzvah, and I don't think at all of those ideas, it's hard to say, according to that, you're going to be able to do the mitzvah. Which, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the halacha is or whatever, but it seems to be a big chiddush halachically to say that's the philosophy behind it is easy to say. To say that this is the halachic formula of the thing, it seems to be a big chiddush. But if you don't say that that's the halachic formula, then I don't see how you could change it in the future. So if you say it's the philosophy, just the remembering these things, but the halachic structure is just these events, then changing it is knocking out the mitzvah. So I think he has to be saying is that the mitzvah is actually remembering these ideas, and the mitzvah is just the vehicle, and therefore the vehicle is going to change. But then it seems to be it's a huge chiddush halachically. It's like the mitzvah. It's like a strange structure as a mitzvah. But it sounds like that's what he's saying. So, you know, I don't know how he knows that. You know, I guess from this thing. I guess that's how he knows it. He's saying that's what Ben Zalman was arguing. It could be that's Machlokas, right? Because one sheet holds actually that Kol Yimei Chayecha is Yimei Mashiach, right? So presumably that's what he's learning, that's the Machlokas. Is basically the mitzvah to remember these events, and the idea of remember the philosophy behind it is just the philosophy behind it. You know, the philosophical ideas are just the philosophy. Or you say that is the very substance of the mitzvah, and therefore, and the Mitzrayim is just the vehicle. in which case it's going to change.
Wait. Just back to what you said about the Machlokas?
Yes.
You said, okay, so what is...
The other side one?
What exactly is the Machlokas between Yimecha Yacha
Right. So that position maintains that the Moshe Mashiach you're going to be doing the Mitzvah of Yisus Mitzrayim.
Well, what about the word Lahavdi?
Lahavdi means to include.
Lahavdi not to bring?
To bring means to bring that into the halacha.
Oh, okay, fine. Because I would have translated it Yimecha Yacha Hayamim, like the days of your life, you know.
Oh,
all
to bring?
Like, to bring.
Oh, no, that's it. It's a standard type of limud in Gemara. It means to include it. To include it in the halacha. And then, I think Ben Zoma, says to them, that's the Mishnah, then I think Ben Zoma in the Gemara says, really? Is there going to be a mitzvah remigating Yisus Mitzrayim Masiv Lava, the Pasuk in Yeshayo, or whatever Yirmiyahu seems to indicate that not? What I'm saying is, it seems to be it's actually a machlokas. Well, the Mishnah, the time of the Mishnah held that really did apply, you know. So I'm saying, though, where's that sheet that was about the tzura of the form of the mitzvah is Mitzrayim. That's the form. So even in the future, you're going to have the mitzvah. There's going to be Gulasi Da, fine, but whatever. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. It's the Mitzrayim. Whereas the Ben Zoma or whatever is saying, no, the mitzvah is actually remembering these ideas, and Mitzrayim is just the vehicle, but later there will be a greater vehicle. You know, that's what he's learning the machlokas. That's what the Rashba was doing. You know, but the Rashba's main point is: don't think a mitzvah is actually going to be surpassed. There's no change in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs don't change. That's just the way the mitzvah is formulated that it happens to take on a different form. But that's not like that's serious. Like tefillah, you don't say the mitzvah has changed because the Rabbanan introduced a fixed text to tefillah. That's the nature of certain mitzvahs. You have to study halachos, and you'll see. Just because it looks like a change doesn't mean it's really a change. What the Christians are saying is, throw out the mitzvahs, that's definitely a change. They're saying, no mitzvahs, that's definitely a change. But this isn't a change, this is just, you have to understand the mitzvah conceptually and realize it takes on different forms. You know, that's fine. You know? Okay, so what I'd like to do next time, well, two things. I mean, this whole give and take is the first question that the Christians had to try to prove the mitzvahs get knocked out. There are two other ones which they try to bring, two other Gemaras. But I don't know at what point, but what I'd like to know is, what's the import, philosophically? He doesn't talk about this, but like the undercurrent of this whole piece is like, we hold the mitzvahs are forever. Mitzvahs are not being knocked out. The Christians hold, no, they were temporary, and they came knocked out at a certain point. You know, we hold that's it. They're fixed, forever, unchanging, these are the mitzvahs. This world, as long as they're Jewish people, they're these mitzvahs, that's it, you know? What's the, practically, obviously, it's different, but, like, what's the underlying philosophical import of saying of what we hold versus what they hold? You know, is it just a practical matter? Do we have to do mitzvah still? Or does it like, indicative of an underlying concept of mitzvahs or of God or of something? You know what I mean? Like, so to speak, we define their machlokas, but it's not like halachically, you know, like, what's at the core of our position versus their position? Like, why is this so fundamental? Does it, you know, is it very fundamental or is it just like a practical thing? You know what I mean? So that's something to think about. It's a larger, you know, but I'd like to take that up. And I think I'd like to go through these other ones, you know? Okay, good. Any questions? Any questions on the phone? Alrighty.